Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Olivia Samper and Genevieve Tan from St. Paul's Outreach. Welcome.
Hey, Father.
Great to have you again.
It's great to be here.
Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, our shepherd and our Father, strengthen and renew our confidence in your protection and your guidance in our life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So the last couple days we've been talking with St. Paul's Outreach missionaries, students that have been impacted by their life, affected by them in their lives. And so Genevieve and Olivia, I wanted to talk to you about something very important, I think, for all missionary disciples, everyone who's baptized, are called to evangelize. And that is sort of discipling relationships where, you know, and to kind of quickly define it, everyone has different definitions. But the idea that every mature Christian, someone who's encountered Christ, kind of takes on people in their life, pursues people, is, you know, we've heard the word pursue a couple times over the last couple conversations, but pursue people to help kind of to form them to, you know, elder brother or sister them through, you know, their relationship with Christ. And first of all, I wanted kind of to just, you guys can kind of state the importance of that in your own life and how you're doing that. But then I want to make sure that we leave time so you can kind of give a general recipe for people in anyone, not just people working with college students, how to do that. So to begin with, how has this discipling relationships been so crucial in your own walk with the Lord?
Like how have I been discipled?
Yeah.
There, my freshman year, there was a group of women that were upperclassmen, and I didn't think that they were discipling me at the time. Obviously, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, they're discipling me. Yeah. Didn't even know that word then. But I think the way that they, like, initiated this discipleship was they just lived life with me. They invited me into their space. I invited them into mine, and they actually showed up and, like, supported what I wanted to do or how, I wanted to live. And, that came in the form of like having movie nights or going to dinner together or having like meeting at daily mass and then going to dinner together as a community and just like personally taking time to be with me opened me up to saying like, okay, they value my presence and I feel like there's a relationship forming. And then from then on, I was able to see them then because I was spending time with them, kind of like what Alex Becker was talking about with being kind of taking on the same mannerisms. We are able to see someone and kind of ask ourselves like, what are they doing differently than I am? Because there's something about them. I mean, when someone encounters Christ or the Holy Spirit, like they're changed and there's something about them that we want to know. I saw that in them and I was like, I want to know that. And I asked, I was very honest. I was like, so why are you guys so happy? And one of them was just really honest with me and she shared her experience with God. And I was like, I want that, but how do I do it? And she then like walked with me and was like, well, what are ways that you feel like you can't do it? Or she just lived life with me and we had really good conversations about, what it looks like to follow the Lord. Yeah.
And Genevieve, in a conversation we had, I think even with your conversion story, maybe, you talked about how, I mean, you're doing discipling now and kind of leading Bible studies and things like that. But how do you integrate discipling in your own life with others?
Yeah. So I think one of the key phrases that I've heard a lot is like meet people where they're at. So like when I was being discipled, like nobody was forcing the message of the gospel upon me. They were like meeting me where I was at in my lack of maturity or maturity and like either living life and like being able to have that space to like meet me where I'm at and to see like feel me out kind of how do I like teach this woman how to like live faithfully. So from like my experiences, that's what I've taken into like leading a small group. And so with that, like we have been able to go through content with the women about like identity, dignity, relationships, virtuous friendship, stuff like that. And I think what Olivia talked about of like just living life together, being real, being vulnerable, like them having me and my like co-lead as an example of like what to like how to sort like how to start like prayer and how to start the faith journey towards Jesus. And yeah, just the example of that, of being like real and saying like, I was in your shoes and I'm still trying to figure it out. Like this is an ongoing process.
Olivia, you know, you're a trained missionary. You've gone through all of their, you know, all of the schools and everything like that.
Still more to learn.
You know, with, I'm struck like the Lord, you know, who is the author of discipling, you know? Of course, he had the three, the inner circle, yes. Peter, James, and John.
The J crew.
He had, you know, the 12. Mm-hmm. He had the 72. And then he had the larger group, you know. And it seems to me that there are different levels of discipling. Mm. And maybe if one has the time or the energy, there might be some that they're, you know, more like the inner crew, the J crew, mm-hmm. as you say.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, maybe the 12 or the 72. Right. And I don't know, in your experience as a missionary, is that the case where there are probably some people you're more heavily discipling and then others it's mm-hmm. a conversation once a month or something?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely looks like that 3 to 12 and then the 72 and then 1,000. And I think the way that I've been able to balance it, I mean, we can look at scripture and see that Jesus blesses all of his disciples with the Spirit. And I think what I've encountered is the Holy Spirit's actually been the one that's allowed me to have that. Because if you think about it, it's actually really hard to live really deep relationships with people in that large amount of groups, like, or to, yeah, just know them really well or to continue to pursue them. It's hard, but I think something we talk a lot about in SPO is having God's heart for God's people. And I think that's like the only way that I've been able to disciple these people and or to reach the 12 and the 72 and the 1,000 is when I'm at an event or when I'm with students just saying like, Lord, give me your heart for this person. Like, I want to love them like you. How can I do that right now? And it's maybe just listening to them talk about a cat for 30 minutes. I've done that before.
Yeah.
And then really actually asking them a question about their family and them sharing how their parents are divorced. And there's just like, yeah, ways to grow in it and to grow in God's heart for his people. Yeah.
You're listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Olivia and Genevieve from St. Paul's Outreach. Genevieve, what are some, you know, everyone's called to do this, not just, professional lay missionaries. Everyone is called to be a missionary disciple, Pope Francis says. Jesus says it too, lest we want to question Pope Francis. So what are some practical ways for people to disciple, not just college students, but in general, you know, their coworkers, their neighbors, you know?
Yeah. I personally find that like small groups and just like whether it's a Bible study or you're reading a religious book together, I think that like creates a space for people to actually talk about their faith. Because I feel like in the workplace, it's really like people don't really talk about that. So like getting to know your coworkers or your fellow students and stuff, and then like starting a group where there's space to share about that and encouraging others, being able to live life together, but also to strive to holiness together. Because I think we've talked about like the importance of community. And I think just there's a beautiful aspect of like women getting together, like intentionally choosing each other to spend time with each other and to grow in love with the Lord.
Olivia?
Yeah, I definitely want to say that something we share and talk about is that people don't care what we know unless they know that we care. And yeah, people won't care that I know God unless they know that I care about them. And I think coming from that of like establishing that I'm your friend and I'm here for you, will give you this opportunity to then share when there's you'll know, the Spirit will prompt you. And yeah, I think it's just important to let someone know that you care so that they'll know what you know.
Now, as we wrap up, this is sort of the end of our time together. Mm-hmm. How can people support St. Paul's outreach?
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, I mean, you're not paid, you self-fund. Most lay missionaries are self-funding.
Yes, which is very biblical. I read a really awesome book called The God Ask, and it really empowered me to know that this is, like, worthy of a wage. Like, God, mm-hmm. yeah, this work is really good, and it's necessary. And I believe that. I'm convicted of it. So I'm on my way to be fully funded. But the way that people can support St. Paul's Outreach and SPO, actually, you can go to our website. It's spo.org and learn all about who we are and what we do, the different household things we've shared about our events, the different regions, because we're all over the United States, which is incredible, our work with the Brotherhood of Hope. But the way you can support us is you can support us on a national level or on a regional level. If you wanted to support the people of Ohio State, Ohio Dominican, and the University of Cincinnati, by going to spo.org/donate and hitting support an SPO chapter.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and blessings on your year.
Thank you.
Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we ask that you bless Olivia and Genevieve and all that they work with this year. We ask that you protect them from all harm and all evil, and bless everything that they do. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Until next time, peace and all good.